Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Yes, indeedy, it's Tuesday, and that means a couple of things here. Number one, have lunch with the captain over at Mission Barbecue, West Waters. I'll be there at 11, I'll be there till 1, so come on over and enjoy a great meal with us and great conversation with the great group we always have over there, and they're always happy to see you. And by the way, veterans always get a free dessert and a lot of great amenities, too. I think you might be getting, for Flag Day, a veteran's flag pin today if you show up. Now, I am the host of this great program called the Captain's America Third Watch. My name is retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce. With tomorrow's news tonight, as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America, around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. We have the privilege and honor of being distributed by the GCN Radio Network. Also, we were heard on many USA Radio Network stations, as well as selected Salem stations in some of the biggest cities in the country, and some great independent stations that are great because they've been around forever and they are just absolutely what America's all about. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, Chevrolet, and maybe even a Buick thrown in. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, just for good measure, we also salute the people out there working on the Third Watch to start with, and not to leave out anybody, the over-the-road truck drivers. Yep, you heard me. The men and the women out there in the 18-wheelers going coast to coast, border to border, they are the lifeline of America. Make no mistake about it. Now, the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers delivering the mail and the packages, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, don't blame them for the high prices. It's not their fault. Gasoline is up. It came down to maybe 2 cents yesterday, but it's way up, and it's way higher than it should be. Thank you, Saudi Arabia. And don't forget, folks, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, and we're on Donald Trump's social website, Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, we also have our great website for a lot of different things over there for you to look at, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Now, from California, the land of milk, honey, fruit, nuts, Nancy Pelosi, and a few other characters like Adam Schiff, we got one of the good guys out there, namely the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
As I'd like to say, yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. When you moving, Kyle? Everybody wants to know. When you moving out of that hellhole?
Well, that's a good question, but I sure enjoyed my time in Tampa, I'll tell you that.
Well, come on back. We'd love to see you. And by the way, John says we're going to take you back over to that favorite watering hole you liked.
Okay, very cool. It's a deal.
Yeah. Now, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And like I always say, because it's true, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And for you folks out there that don't believe that or don't want to know about it, or you just don't adhere to those policies, get out of here. Get out of here, because we don't need you. All right, are you ready to hit the road running here?
Absolutely.
Now, Donald Trump today is about to set a first, more political history, because since being indicted by the special counsel of the Department of Justice for the unlawful retention and use of records from his presidency, this totally unprecedented indictment without foundation, I might add, that's my opinion, comes as President Trump is also leading his political opponent, Joe Biden. This is so political by one party versus an individual to try to take them out of the race. It's so obvious that it stinks. It absolutely stinks of the rotten corruption that surrounds us, and here I go, in the Democratic Communist Party. And they're not even that good. They're not even good enough to be a communist. They're a bunch of scourges. Now, of course, President Biden oversees the Department of Justice, to whom the special counsel answers, so there's no surprise there, right?
Right.
Now, remember, Donald Trump was impeached the first time in 2019 over allegations that he used his office to target his political opponent, proven to be not true. One thing should be kept in mind, though. The first legal filing by any party in a criminal or civil case, this is important to remember, folks, almost always is stacked. It looks damning and otherwise unanswerable, but guess what? Half of the things in there aren't true and they know it. You knew that, right?
Well, there are some differences, of course. When you
not differences. They are legal facts of opinion that they've gone against, and they've gone and done it anyway. Some of it's going to get thrown out right off the bat. Watch and see. Now, and that's, again, that's not my opinion. That's a fact. I went and did all the research to make sure I knew what I was talking about. Okay, reserve judgment, folks, is in order. It takes a judge and a jury, not the damn media trying this thing and telling you how bad things are one side or the other. A judge and a jury. A lot of people are going to be in Miami today. I know who a lot of them are going to be from my area. Talk about them and say howdy to them when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captains at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yeah, buddy, and I've changed my hours a little bit over there at Mission Barbecue because I'm not staying out as long as I used to. I got to get a certain amount of rest every day, which I'm doing, and I'm living by a new schedule thanks to my doctor and whatnot. But anyway, I'll be there from 11 to 1. 1 o'clock comes, I turn into the tooth fairy, literally, because I'll be looking to get out the door maybe a little sooner because I just have to have my sleep to do what I'm doing. Otherwise, it'll tear me back down again, and I'm not about to do that, folks. I'm raring to go and willing to do it, and I got to play by the rules right now. It's got to be a rules game for me. Now, if you want to check somebody out and save some money and maybe even obey the rules, check out MyPillow.com. That's right, MyPillow.com. For a limited time, you can save up to 80%. On a lot of the different things that Mike Lindell has at MyPillow.com. And a lot of you have been taking advantage of that, and I thank you so very much for doing so. Now, this is the time to get the pillows, the brand new pillow that's out, the MyPillow 2.0. This is the time to get the towels. This is the time to get the sheets. This is the time to get the slippers and the sandals and the pajamas and different things for the bedroom. This is the time to do it. You can save up to 80%. Up to 80%. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. Very simple. MyPillow.com. Your promo code, pardon me, will always be the word Captain. That's me, Captain. And if you want to call them and get a live voice, talk to a person, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. You'll be glad you did. You're going to get some quality products. And tell them a Captain sent you. That's never going to hurt you when you do that. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I've got a bombshell recording right here of somebody who I think a lot of. He's one of the senior senators in the Senate. He's a Republican. He is from Iowa, the grass state, the corn-fed state, if you will. And, of course, it's none other than our great friend of the show, and we've had him on before, Chuck Grassley. Now, he got into the mix yesterday, and he said a couple of things that just blew some people away. I mean, blew some people away. It's the only way I can describe it. And he talked about Joe Biden, talked about his recordings that he had, and also talked about Hunter Biden and the recordings he had about him. Now, if this works right, I should be able to play it right off the bat. So here we go. Let's get her down here. Let's see here. Here we go. See if we got it. Coming right up. I hope. It says loading. Well, what am I loading? Oh, all right. Figures. Loading ad. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, anyway, I'll have that in just a second, I do believe. It's not that long. All right. I'm going to cut that down because I want to get rid of this. Got 2 seconds left in the ad, and here comes the video. This is from Red State, folks. So Red State has got this, and here we go right about now. Okay, Senator Grassley, fire when ready.
Last week, I came here to speak to my colleagues about the Biden administration and the FBI playing games with the American people by hiding the FBI-generated 1023 document from Congress and the American people. Director Wray was going to be held in contempt for refusing to produce the 1023 that I told Chairman Comer about, and I think I had that first conversation with Chairman Comer about 3 weeks ago. Then, instead of contempt, the FBI committed to showing the 1023 and related documents to the whole Congress. By the way, I thank Chairman Comer for his cooperation with me and how he's pursued this issue, because we know a heck of a lot more now than if he hadn't been involved in this whole effort. So the FBI showed, after the FBI committed to showing this document, they showed, but it didn't provide possession of the 1023 to the House Oversight Committee last week. And by the way, 1023 is unclassified. So why shouldn't the entire country know about what's in this 1023? As the public knows, that 1023 involves an alleged bribery scheme between then Vice President Biden, Hunter Biden, and a foreign national. The same allegations that Chairman Comer and I made public on May the 3rd of this year. And on the very same day that the FBI provided a redacted version of the 1023 to the House Oversight Committee, the Justice Department then announced that former President Trump had been indicted and charged with 37 crimes related to his alleged mishandling of classified records. Attorney General Garland signed off on prosecuting Trump for conduct similar to what Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton engaged in. Two standards of justice in this country will turn our constitutional republic upside down. Thanks to the political infections within the Biden Justice Department and the FBI, We were well along the road for that to happen.
Now, Kyle, did you get the gist of that?
I sure did, yes.
What did he say? What did he point out specifically?
Well, you know, he's talking again about this this 1023 document that really should be something that everybody can see, this FD 1023 document, because if there's nothing really to hide, why can't we see it? But, of course, it's very damning. That's the problem.
Well, here's the other thing. He goes on to say, and I didn't get to that part of the speech yet that he gave on the Senate floor, that there was an audio backup of 15 conversations held with Hunter Biden about this. That's number one. Number two, there were two audio backups held with Daddio, the then Vice President of the United States. This is enough to take down a government to include, but not to leave out, Barack Hussein Obama when his vice president is out there fishing for money, and Obama had to know. Now, I'm going to bring that into this for a minute. Obama had to know. This is not something that you don't just toss out there for the hell of it. And the phone calls between Biden and this individual, who is being left unidentified for a reason, namely, they probably try to kill him and get the tapes, right?
One might think that's pretty serious.
So we got 17 recordings, 15 between Hunter Biden and the whistleblower, who I believe, I've read the statements. I haven't heard the tapes, but I've read the statements. I've heard Grassley. I've heard other people talk. I hear the Democrats running for cover, trying to make up stories. None of what the Democrats are saying should be believed. Not one freaking word, or I'm going to lay it out there to you right now. You are a moron if you believe what the Democrats are trying to sell you, because they are scared to the very depths of their bowels in the middle of this, because they know Joe Biden is going down like a rock hitting the bottom of the pond. They know that.
Well, we understand, too, that these recordings evidently were kept for a foreign national as a, quote, insurance policy in
yep.
case they got into what's being described as a tight spot. So this can be pretty explosive, yeah.
You betcha. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. Remember, today is Tuesday. That's the day that we go out and we partake in going to the Mission Barbecue. And they're going to take us out on the break here, so here we go.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yeah. USA News update. Miami is ready for President Trump's arraignment at the federal courthouse tomorrow. Mayor Suarez assures that the city can handle large crowds with sufficient law enforcement and fire rescue personnel. The police chief has confirmed no credible threats exist at the present time. President Biden postponed a meeting with the head of NATO today due to a root canal procedure. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president is doing just fine after his root canal.
The procedure has been successfully completed, and he'll be certainly working in the residence this afternoon.
The meeting with the NATO Secretary General was rescheduled for tomorrow. American sentiment towards inflation is becoming increasingly positive, as people believe it's on a downward trajectory. The latest survey of consumer expectations conducted by the New York Federal Reserve reveals that the inflation outlook reached its lowest point in 2 years in May. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. You know, every time I hear that little bumper music in the background, I just want to sit here and play Wilson Pickett, you know, be like Wilson Pickett. All you got to do is ride around, Sally, and ride, Sally, ride. Remember that song? Mustang Sally. All righty, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And let me tell you something. I take Relief Factor every day. I take it in the morning. I normally take it with my breakfast or shortly thereafter. It costs $19.95. That's the three-week quick start. I take one packet a day. That's what my doctor told me. I can have one packet a day. And it's just a little something to make sure that my ankle doesn't swell again like it was. By the way, that's all under control at the moment because of what I've had to go through. They drained literally, I guess I'll use the weight instead of the liters. They drained literally 112 pounds out of me worth of water. Literally out of me. Because of the fact that I had so much swelling in them, the liquid was building up and it was going to kill me. And I couldn't get rid of it. And I was trying. Well, they said, okay, there's one way to do this. And they did, and away I went. No surgery, no nothing, just a thing called a catheter. And you did a lot of peeing. How's that? But 112 pounds. If you knew me before, you won't recognize me now. I feel like I'm about ready to go out and go to answer the fire bell again. But anyway, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's the website. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. It worked for me. It'll work for you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And I'm being a little bit rough on the opposition tonight.
No, I think that you're talking about this story. This is pretty important. Right now, the whole focus is on the Trump indictment, but these audio recordings, from what we know of them at this point, could literally, as they used to say in those old TV shows, break the case right open, you know, in the sense that people would say, okay, now it's something tangible. The FD 1023 form is tangible, but it's not in our hands at this point. But if people actually heard these audio recordings, the sky's the limit here.
And if they had seen the unredacted copy, which is what this audio is, they would go ballistic by what we now know took place. Those of us have been paying attention. I do this so that you don't have to, but you should. Everybody listening to this program right now, everybody, should go and do all the research they can. It doesn't take very long, maybe an hour, maybe two. Do all the research you can on these documents that we're talking about. And Joe Biden with the 15 audio tapes. I'm sorry, Hunter Biden with the 15 audio tapes and Joe Biden with the 2. It'll blow your socks right off.
Well, one other thing too, Captain, is that, you know, you have the media, the friendly media, basically to the Democratic Party elite, that part of the media that is friendly to them. They're ready and willing and able to, you know, concoct these defenses of these things to try to poo-poo it, try to say it's disinformation, you know, any number of things, while at the same time trying to hammer home about things about the Trump indictment. So I think people will start to see that that there is some pretty clear delineation as to where the agenda is in all of this. Now, the Trump indictments and those counts, all very serious, and he has to defend himself against these. But you don't have the media trying to make it easy for him in that sense, the way that they will be doing for Joe Biden and these kinds of audio recordings should they come to light.
Do you know anything about the displaying of the American flag?
Well, there are certain flag protocols, yes, that
okay,
are always
okay. Should the American flag ever be level 2 or below the level of any other flag on U.S. soil?
No, it should always be higher. And if you have a state flag that has to be flown a little bit lower, there's probably some exact percentage, but generally speaking, it has to be lower. In other words, because of the supremacy of the United States flag.
Did you see the picture of the LGBTQ minus whatever, and the two American flags side by side, all at the same level at the White House? Did you see that picture?
Yes, I sure did.
That is a violation. That is a clear and definite violation of the U.S. flag code, and somebody needs to go in there and tear that thing down, or at least lower it below the American flag.
Well, but what does it tell us? What does it tell us?
Now, what does it tell us? They don't know the flag protocol at the White House.
Well, and they very well may, and they just may not care, because they are also trying to give a message to what they feel is a constituent a group that we are here for you, we care about you, we support you, and this kind of, that's the message that they're trying to give, it would seem. But what they're also saying is, we are trying to pander to you in order to make sure that you, like a robot, vote for us. And I think, and we're willing to violate the flag protocol in order to do that. We're willing to do these kinds of things.
So the 4% or maybe the 10%, depending on where you look at in the different liberal polls, is the majority of the country and they rule. I don't think so. Hold on. We're going to get an interested comment from an interested party who I haven't talked to in about 6 weeks. So good morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm glad you're back. How you feeling?
I'm feeling all right, and I dodged a real big-time bullet.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Hey, the reason why, look, they've been violating laws like crazy ever since they, I don't know how long, 100 years now?
Yep.
That's the progressive movement. Anyway, So I heard you going on about, well, you know, the equal and above and all that. They're telling you, man, hey, our LGBTQXYZ, HML, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, whatever the hell it is, it's a rag, first of all. It's a rag. It shouldn't even be in there.
Right.
They got it equal with the American flag. That tells you what they think of America, buddy. They're rubbing it in your face, okay?
Right.
They know what they're doing.
You're right.
They know what they're doing. And now they got freaks running around topless on the White House lawn. Did you see that?
I did.
And let me tell you something else. The transgenders, whatever they are, they're like 0.1%. And the same thing with the gays and the lesbian. They've never been close to 10%, never. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've always been around. It's a facet of humanity. They have a vested interest in blowing up and enlarging their numbers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See? And this is what you get with tolerance. And by the way, I just had a new tranny put in my car, okay?
Yep.
And I'm not talking about the one that goes around with rainbows wearing a dress, okay?
I know.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, thank you. Ian drives people around for a living. He's a good guy, a good driver. If you ever want to know how to get a hold of him, we'll try to put you in touch with him, and he can cart you around. But Ian's a proud American. I think he calls himself more libertarian than anything. That's fine. That's fine. I got no problem with that. But at least he's not out there saying he's a communist and has actions of what we keep seeing and keep hearing. And this is oh, my God. I mean,
well, you
go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, Captain, for example, you had the LGBTQ flag that was displayed at the White House is a symbol of a particular constituent group, right?
That's right.
But do you ever see the White House go out there and say, you know, for example, you have a lot of people out there who have Christian beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Will they fly the Christian flag? There is a Christian flag. You know.
I've seen it.
Would they fly that?
I've seen it at the White House when Trump was there. I've seen it flown in the proper manner when Trump was in the White House. I've seen it.
Well, right, but you'll never see the Biden administration do something like that.
Hell no.
And then also, of course, if you see the flags at the government event, and I was at an event in Orange County not all that long ago that had to do with the Orange County Board of Supervisors, and there was, in fact, an LGBTQ flag along with the state flag, the United States flag. Someone leaned over to me and said, "What governmental entity does that flag represent?" And the answer, of course, is it doesn't represent any. But yet it's being displayed with the continuity of as if it's on the level of that. And so that's where you see where this is pandering.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about gay people. It's about pandering.
Right.
And they're happy to do that. And that should tell you about these politicians.
So all I need to know to say don't vote for them under any circumstances, and anybody that's doing this sort of thing needs to go tomorrow. If we can vote tomorrow, we got to wait till November.
Right, but that's where the power lies. The power, as you say so many times, Captain, that's where the power lies in the people who can go out and vote. And if you stay home, it's going to get worse. But if you go out and vote, you got a chance to make it better.
And to the Christian conservatives that listen to me on the religious stations that I'm on, and I got several of them, wake up, get out, start waving the American flag on every street corner in every part of the country, little, small, big, whatever. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, way, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just don't leave.
none other than Bob Seger. Song from back in the day when men were men and women were proud of it. Called Strut. What do you think there, Kyle? You like that song?
Yeah, that's a cool vintage, you know, Bob Seger tune. It's also, astute listeners will know, that's one of the rejoins here on the program many times.
Imagine that.
Yep.
All right, well, I'm going to just read this little headline and give it to you because we do have some weather developing out west. Pretty much the rest of the country is, I don't know, a little bit docile tonight. But severe storms and heavy rain are going to be the rule of order today in the deep south. But out west, we got some mountain rain. We got a storm coming in Northern California. Looks like one coming in Washington State. So tell us what's going to happen out your way.
Well, Captain, we're going to start tonight up coming out of Portland on I-84. If you're heading east out of Portland, you're going to run into some areas where they're calling it a fire weather warning, but it really means you're going to have low humidity but high winds as you go along over towards Walla Walla. So you want to be careful of that. The wind gusts could be up to as much as 50 miles per hour, and it looks like this is going to be in force, this warning in force until about the Tuesday evening. So if you're trucking through that area, just be aware, especially if you have a high-profile vehicle there. Then we're looking around at some of the rain that is on the map right now. Just a little bit of rain right now in Northern California up near a place called Chico. This is just going to be just north of Oroville. It's not quite going over Interstate 5 right now, but it could be heading that way. It looks like it. Then up in Northern Nevada, this is not going to impact I-80, but you do have a little bit of rain up near Paradise Valley, just north of Winnemucca. We've also got some rain that's just to the west of Salt Lake City right now. But where we really are seeing some rain impacting the interstates, the main roads, is going to be up in Montana. If you're coming out of Bozeman on I-90 through Livingston up to Big Timber and down towards Nye. No, not Nye, Nevada. It's in the Kingdom of Nye.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Nye. That's right. Yeah, it's Nye, Montana. But for tonight, we'll call it the Kingdom of Nye up there. Then a little bit north of Cody and there in Wyoming, but down near the borderline with Wyoming and Colorado, just east of I-25, you definitely have lots of rain, especially if you're heading out from Cheyenne on I-80, heading over to Nebraska. Definitely got some rain till you get to about Sydney. And then I-76 coming out of Denver, Fort Morgan up towards Sterling, you got rain with you there as well. That's what we're seeing on the radar map right now, and more next hour. And back to you, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to start with the East Coast. I'm searching, and I don't see anything to talk about, really. Maybe a little bit of rain around Long Island, maybe a shower or two. Nothing along the Middle Atlantic or the Northeast. Nothing down in the Southeast. However, there could be some thunderstorms developing later today during the heat of the day. Going to be up in the 90s again across most of the south, 95 to 100 degrees temperatures down in southwestern Texas on the way to El Paso once again. And that's about it. You know, we got a great night for driving out there. And by the way, folks, I got to tell you about Philadelphia again. I'm sorry, I don't have any good news to report. The estimated travel time, according to the truckers that I've been talking to and the times that are posted on the traffic, to just go through or around Philadelphia is now up to almost 4 hours at this time of the morning. Almost 4 hours. I don't need to report again to you, and hopefully you long-haul truckers are going to understand this. Unless you're going to Philly to make a delivery, go around it. If you're going to New York, come across to Baltimore, come up the I-95, the Jersey Turnpike, and keep on trucking if you're going to New England, too. If you're coming across, I-80, go over I-80 to I-81, take that up to the shortcut over across the Hudson River to get over into New England or upstate New York up I-81. Don't get anywhere near Philadelphia. It's just going to take forever. And the more traffic they get during the daytime, the longer the hours to get from point A to B. And we're only talking about what, Kyle, about 20 miles of actual problems?
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, well, basically, it's just not a go.
No, it's not. And unfortunately, Captain, we understand that they did recover a body from the collapse there.
It was the driver.
Had begun. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So
yeah, he was already in the cab of the truck. They found his remains.
Yes.
Terrible,
yes,
terrible way to go. Terrible way to go.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. So our thoughts and prayers go with the driver and with all the tanker anchors out there. Please be careful. This guy had a full complement of gasoline on board, 8,500 gallons.
And the resulting fire and heat and so forth obviously contributed to this terrible collapse.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, and it's happened before down here in Florida. We've seen that in Florida. But in Florida, they have these incentives where if they get the project done ahead of schedule, they get so many dollars a day given back to them.
Well, right. Well, certainly, you know, since, of course, the investigation, I'm sure, has to unfold first to determine precisely where the failures occurred, why it occurred the way it did, and then, of course, get around to, as quickly as possible, repairing the road so the traffic can continue to pass. So it's definitely an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation.
Well, my guess is, and this is just my guess, and it's my first guess, he might have been going too fast when he hit the ramp, which was a downward ramp, and then he couldn't stop, and boom, hit the wall.
Yeah, that sounds very plausible. And, of course, no matter what, it's just a tragic event. And of course, again, the idea is to try to determine what happened exactly and then put it back.
Okay, so we're coming back in hour number two, and Kyle's got a whole list of things for me to talk about here. The Biden administration yeah. prepping plans to evacuate Americans from Taiwan. China's Minister of Defense calls for peace while threatening war. U.S. not prepared for war with China. And, of course, the bid to end the Senate standoff on military promotions and abortion policy fizzled. And the Supreme Court is going to consider hearing guns and domestic abuse case while your state out there has just made 29 million Americans felons with this bump stock thing that they've outlawed.
Yeah, that's really something. We'll be talking about all those things. And, of course, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker and Highway and Byway Report each morning. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more.
Hold on there, Kyle. I hear the music coming up, folks. I'll be right back with more. Remember, it's Tuesday. That means have lunch with the Captain Day Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue, here in Tampa. Be there from 11 to 1. Look forward to seeing you there. Enjoy a nice lunch and great conversation.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.